DeLay was originally charged with illegally funneling $190,000 in corporate campaign donations to candidates for the Texas legislature in 2002. The races were key to a Republican takeover of the House, which led to the 2003 redistricting that gave the GOP control over the state's congressional delegation. He was convicted in 2010 and sentenced to 3 years in prison. DeLay was released pending appeal, and last year an appellate court overturned the conviction, saying the evidence didn't support it. But now prosecutors want the Texas Court of Criminal Appeals, the state's highest criminal court, to reinstate the conviction. Craig McDonald directs Texans for Public Justice, the group that filed the original complaint over the campaign donations in question.
Tom DeLay raised corporate money. He spent it in a Texas election. His two co-conspirators have pled guilty to related charges, and we believe the guilty verdict in his case should be reinstated.
The burden will be on the prosecution to make its case today. DeLay's lawyer, Brian Weiss, was on his way to Austin when we reached him yesterday.
It's going to be incumbent upon the state of Texas to convince a majority of the Court of Criminal Appeals that the Court of Appeals got it wrong. And I don't think, based on the law, that they're going to get within an area code of being able to do that.
Weiss says DeLay will be in court for today's arguments. A ruling on the matter may not come for months. Matt Largie, KUT News.